From The Raid, I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Many people, including former President Trump, are questioning the FBI's motives for raiding his home in Palm Beach, Florida.
People want justice to be blind, to be fair, and they're frustrated with what they see happening from the DOJ and the FBI.
Senator Marsha Blackburn on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Trump has denied that any materials removed from his home are classified. Blackburn also spoke about the Inflation Reduction Act and how she's concerned that gas prices will only increase as a result of the law.
People know that these excise taxes on imported oil and gas is going to drive the price back up at the pump.
President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law last week.
President Biden hypes this Inflation Reduction Act as a sign that democracy still works, but that doesn't mean campaigns think that voters are going to give him credit in the midterms. The Washington Post is reporting candidates in key races in battleground states are either not asking him to come or actively avoiding him when he does, according to a Washington Post survey of more than 60 candidates in the most competitive gubernatorial, U.S. Senate, and congressional campaigns in the country. But there are some bright spots for the Biden political team.
Fox's Peter Doocy, in less than 1 week following her loss in the Wyoming primary, many still wonder if higher office is next for Liz Cheney.
Representative Cheney isn't answering whether she will run for president, and if she does, will it be as an independent or Republican? On ABC's This Week, she talked about possible Republican committee efforts to require support of the eventual nominee to take part in any debate.
I can understand why they would not want me on a debate stage with Donald Trump, and I would imagine Donald Trump isn't too interested in that either.
Cheney said if she did run, it wouldn't be to make a point. It would be to win the White House.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Little change in the results after a recount of votes for a Kansas ballot question on abortion.
A hand recount from 8 of 9 Kansas counties confirms that voters soundly rejected a proposal to remove protections for abortion rights from the state constitution. If approved, the changes would have provided an opportunity for further restrictions or a ban on abortion. The 9 counties were required to conduct the hand recount at the request of 2 anti-abortion activists who questioned election procedures. One county did not meet Saturday's 5 p.m. deadline. In all, fewer than 35 votes were altered due to human error. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
And food and homes aren't the only things growing in price because of inflation. Fox's Ted Linder explains.
According to analysis by the Brookings Institution, the cost of raising a child through the age of 17 has risen upward of $300,000. That's a 9% increase from previous estimates. The average cost of raising a child born in 2015 was just over $233,000. Brookings used data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 2017 and updated it to account for the higher inflation rates the country is currently seeing. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Meanwhile, safety advocates want large truck operators thinking about the condition of their brakes this week.
The Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance will be out doing commercial motor vehicle brake safety inspections across North America via law enforcement and gathering data on brake-related violations. CVSA says poorly maintained brake systems can reduce the braking capacity and stopping distance of large trucks and motor coaches, posing a serious risk to driver and public safety. Almost 36,000 commercial motor vehicles were inspected during last year's Brake Safety Week. CVSA says 12% of those vehicles were placed out of service due to critical brake-related conditions.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.